Let's begin with the New Seahawk Eagles. Number 10, a senior, Dustin Gus. A senior. Number 4, Davey Walcott. A junior. Number 1, Sean Andrew. A junior. Number 3, Simeon Askowak. Number 24, a sophomore, Cody Gomlipik. A freshman, number 11, Cameron Andrew. And a freshman, number 5, Damian Gus. And number 2, put your hands together. The Eagles are coached by Nakia Walcott. Now make some noise for the Eagles of Sandpoint. Bringing it up, number 55, a senior, Evan Wilson. Number 20, a junior, Abraham Bravo. A junior, number 12, Joshua Bravo. Number 23, a junior, Colton Mack. Number 45, a junior, Michael Strauss. Number 10, a sophomore, Joseph Ortega. Number 11, a sophomore, Ryder Gunderson. Number 25, a sophomore, Wolf Jackson. Number 5, a freshman, Anthony Webster. And number 23, a freshman, Carl Smith. Toby Sargent is the coach for the Eagles, and now we'd like to take a quick moment before the Pledge of Allegiance to say, make sure you do not go underneath the basketball hoops during the game. Wait till halftime or go around. And now please stand and remove your caps for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
All right, sounds like...
Good luck.
All right, man, bring me in if you're there.
You are in. I just heard the teams being announced and a little bit of the Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, very good. Yes, we are here in America, and we are here playing basketball. So there we go, all those things wrapped into one. And this is game two for Sandpoint, as they had a heartbreaking loss against the T-Jacks, came down all the way to the end, and the missed three-point putback by Jason Durante sealed the deal for the T-Jacks in a play that, as I was talking to Coach Newman afterwards, was completely planned, and they've been practicing it for months. So here's the tip-off. Number 24 is going to take it against Carl Smith. 24, that is Cody Gumlipik. And it goes to Colton Mack and quickly goes for behind a 180, drive into the paint against three defenders. Layup, no good. Outbounds on the baseline. So here's the throw into Evan Wilson. Back to Colton on the baseline for three. Oh, it had a good drop, but just bounced over the top and rebound goes to Nustu. Nustu short of their best player, so they're a different dynamic. We'll see how they come out here. Lost ball there as number three was driving in. That's number three, Simeon Ashkoak. Again, if anyone from New Seahawk is listening, I apologize for any names that I will be not getting correctly here. Ball in the hands of the Eagles now. They play pass around outside the perimeter. Move into Evan, cutting up the post. Just cannot look any prettier. 2 points on the board now for Sandpoint. As we go underway here, and man, a heartbreaking buzzer-beating loss by the King Cove girls. Just heard it. Hard. Nice shot from the baseline by 24. Gumlupik, no good, but the rebound goes to the Eagles of New Stew and passed real high, but Cody's able to keep it in. They'll find number four who drives the baseline and gets fouled on the way up. Number four, that is Davey Walcott. Davey will get a chance from the line for two. Final year for Mr. Walcott as he comes into this game. He is a senior. Congratulations to him and his family for the next step of life. And his first attempt rolls around the top of the rim and goes down. Score now, 2-1, Sandpoint leads. Mr. Carl Smith will sit down and in will substitute Abraham Bravo. Now here we go. Shot up by Davies. Second attempt is just off the front of the iron. Rebound goes to Evan Wilson. And two defenders right away hanging back for the Neustu Eagles right there waiting for that defense. So that's good for them. Sent up into a 2-3 zone, but Evan Wilson once again down on the post. Looks like it's going to be a get the ball to the tower power, put it up underneath the hoop kind of game, and that's exactly what you want to see. Number three with the ball now for New Studiahawk. Moving in, taking over, and a pass over to number four. That is, again, Mr. Walcott. Number three, Simeon Ashkoak, has the ball again. Oh, nice fake pass down to the paint. Takes it to the baseline instead, where Golumpik puts up a shot. No good. Rebound over to Ryder Gunnarsson. Ryder over to Colton, who takes a nice stop jumper from the free throw line. It's off the back iron. No good. The score remains 4-1. On the floor right now, Joseph Ortega, Colton Mack in the top of the 2-3 zone. Evan Wilson, Abraham Bravo, and Ryder Gunnarsson. Ryder almost grabs the ball. Thrown away there at the last. And number four, Ashkoak, or number one, sorry, Sean Andrews could not keep his hands on it. Sean Andrews in the game right now for New Stewhawk. Also, we got Davey Walcott, Simeon Ashkoak, Cody Gumlupik, and looking for that fifth man. I see it. We'll get him for you. Number two, Joachim Gumlupik. And there we go. And I missed that man on the call, and now I see his number here. Somehow he got squeezed in between Cody and Cameron when we were announcing him. Sorry there, Joachim. Okay, so the ball was going up and didn't go down for the Eagles of Sandpoint. So the ball now in favor of Neustu. Driving the baseline, there's Cody. He puts it up over to number two, and number two will drive in the lane. Shots up, no good. That's Joachim. Again, sorry about his name. If it is incorrect, I'm going to call it, say Joachim. All right, ball now in the hands of Colton Mack for Sandpoint. They're moving around the outside perimeter looking for their chance in. Colton gets at the baseline. He drives the baseline. Defenders all around, so he'll dish it to Evan, and Evan drives up into the paint, gets a slap on the hand as he goes up, sent to the line for a chance for two. Evan doing a good job right there playing up the post. The score is 4-1 with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Winner of this game goes on to play tomorrow for a chance at second on Saturday. So the Sandpoint Eagles do have a chance to be qualified for the state championship. They've got to win this game, and they've got to win tomorrow night, and then they have to win Saturday morning. So it is a tough road ahead. Lane violation, yep, Evan Wilson felt bad about his shot, so he moved a little too quick. Lane violation on that second attempt. Ball now in the hands of the New Stew Eagles. Here we go. Walk him with the ball. Takes it over to the side. Long cross-course pass, was a little soft, but still able to get into the hands of Cody. Cody loses it, though, with his pass. He was going for number four, and that is Davey Walcott. Gets picked up by the Eagles. Colton takes a shot from three. He's got a good line, and it goes straight down, making the score now 8-1. Timeout called by Makia. Going to get an opportunity to talk to his boys and figure out what's going on. I understand that New Stew has lost their best player to a broken fibula this year. Not an injury you'd like to see. Hopefully he's doing okay and will come back next year strong, but had to sit out this regionals matchup, so the team dynamic has shifted around. And I understand, I see that they're doing a good job. They're very involved with each other. Sandpoint coming off the heels of that heartbreaking loss. See what they can do. You know, they will have a chance for that second qualifier, not necessarily the guaranteed paid ticket by the school district from first place that they were all hoping for. King Cove will go on to play tomorrow for that opportunity in the evening game. Time for that game will be championship game tomorrow at 7 p.m., so make sure you tune in for that exciting game. I think they're going to go against Manicotic. They will go against Manicotic. All right, here we go. New Stew with the ball. Gumlupik taking it down over to the side. Now in the hands of number four, Davey Walcott. Walcott will lose a hand on the ball, but it goes out of bounds on the baseline. Last touch by Sandpoint. So it will stay right here with the New Stew Eagles. They'll throw in underneath their own basket. 4:25 to go. 8-1 is the score. Sandpoint with the lead. Pass back outside past the perimeter to number three. That is Simeon Ashkoak. Simeon with the ball now. Over to number four, Davey Walcott. Walcott with the ball. It's being tightly guarded by Joseph Ortega. So they'll send it back to Ashkoak. Now, here we go. Walcott drives in, pulls back out. Back to the top of the key now. Number two with it, Joachim Gumlupik. All the way around the corner to the baseline, and, you know, they're doing a good job passing. This is definitely a good handle of the ball, looking for an opportunity. They're having a tough time getting in past the 2-3 zone. It's kind of actually a 2-1-2 because Evan's playing real high in the middle there. So we'll say this is a 2-1-2 that Sam Point's utilizing here for a zone. Very complicated zone, but can be very effective. And right now it's keeping New Stew on the outside perimeter. They'll take their shot for three. Oh, it's good. All good things come to those who wait. Number three drains a three-pointer, Simeon Askoak. Good effort there by New Stewhawk. Sam Point returns now fast, looking for an opportunity. Send it down to Evan, who quickly sees Colton Mack at the baseline. High arcing shot goes up and high. Rebound into the hands of New Stewhawk. They'll get a chance here to close the gap a little bit more. See if they can't bring within 1 or 2 points. New Stew has the ball. They're going to again keep it outside and pass around. Look for their opportunity. Number three has it. That is Askoak. He drives in for the jumper. It goes off the top of the rim. But man, rebound to New Stewhawk, sending it back outside. Second shot, no good. And Ryder Gunderson is wide open for that rebound, so he'll bring it down. Colton Mack sees Joseph Ortega on the far side of the wing, but as he dribbles in, it's knocked loose by number two and into the hands of number three. Good job there, number three, Simeon Askoak, with the ball. Running fast up, but his layup is no good. Nice defense by Colton. Colton Mack takes the three, no good. And the putback off the rebound goes to Evan Wilson. Colton kind of did the fadeaway when he was walking away and didn't follow his shot there. Did have a good line, but it wasn't quite perfect. So ball now 10-4, ball in the hands of New Stewhawk. Number four drives in, Davey Walcott. He has to pull back, though, as Evan Wilson and Abraham Bravo close in on the trap. Ball now back outside the perimeter, being passed around very nicely by the New Stewhawk Eagles. They take it in on the post. Oh, number four, Davey Walcott tries to dribble in, but it goes off his toe. Picked up by New Stew. New Stew with possession and outside the three-point line. Colton Mack putting the tight pressure on. He's able to get the ball almost stolen away, but good job by number three, Askoak, by holding on. He'll keep it and send it down and get the ball right back. 1:40 on the clock. 10-4 is the score. And you got to give New Stew, man. They are patient. They're working the ball. They're keeping a hold of it and looking for their chance. Driving the baseline with a jumper. No good. Number two with a shot. That was Joachim Gumlupik, and they'll get back quick on defense. And 1:23 on the clock, Sam Point with a 6-point lead will take their time. Ryder gets a wide-open look at the basket, puts it up. It rolls around the right to the left and goes down. Good job by Evan. The pass to the post sent back out for the mid-range two. 12-4 now is the score. Moving quick, number two with a shot. That's Joachim. No good. Rebound picked up by Colton. He's got a fast break, but he'll pull back short for the shot. Rebound, a fight for the rebound. Abraham Bravo comes out on top. Quickly gets it over to Ryder, who shoots a long-distance call for three. Man, just turned around, saw the basket, and took it. Low arc, but straight in. Good shot. Good pair of shots there by Ryder. Ooh, number one beats Ryder there on the defense, but his shot goes high over the rim. Sean Andrew, good effort there. Out of bounds, last touch by Abraham. So the ball will stay here with New Stewhawk. 34 seconds on the clock. They'll throw it in underneath their basket. Ooh. Delay of game, I believe they're calling it there. They're going to give him a warning there. It was, I think, putting too much pressure on, standing too close to the guy throwing the ball in. And off that second attempt, 2 points scored by number three, I believe. It's hard. His angle is away from me. Yep, number three, Simeon Askoak, capitalizes on that opportunity. 15-6. But here's a three-pointer from Joseph Ortega that's going to come short. Bounds off the baseline. 19 seconds left to go. Standpoint on the lead by nine. Here we go. The ball in the hands of New Stewhawk. They bring. Oh, ball gets lost and goes out of bounds and can't quite recover. Number two had the ball, and it goes off of his toe. Joachim Gumlupik. 12 seconds, and Colton Mack has the ball. Looking a little tired from earlier game today, but still hanging in there. Evan Wilson gets the ball from the baseline and drains it. Nice little jumper from about 10 feet out. 17-6, and there's the buzzer beater. Well, it was pretty close to the basket, but didn't quite go in. So at the end of the first half, we will say the score is 17-6. Standpoint with a strong lead over New Stewie Hawk, but New Stewie Hawk definitely keeping their patience and playing the game they want to play. We'll see if they can't come back. We'll go to you for a quick word from the sponsors, Virgil.
All righty. Thank you much. I'm going to put you in queue, or are you going to call back, Austin?
Oh, stay right here.
All right. I got a minute, so I'm going to give a big shout-out to the Illusions East Borough, City of Sandpoint. Thank you for your assistance in helping make community radio and basketball coverage and all kinds of Fisher's reports and your weather and even some NPR programming appear before your very ears. This is Virgil, and here is give a shout-out, GCI.
Programming for KSTP comes to you in part by GCI, offering telecommunications services around Alaska, including cell phone, internet, and television. For more details, www.gci.com.
That was a big shout-out to GCI. We bring you back to Austin Roof, live from the Sandpoint School.
I'm going to take it back, Virgil. Having a hard time hearing you. Sound a little far away, but we're back here in the game. A missed three-pointer put up from Evan Wilson. Evan got the rebound and tried for the putback, and it was no good. Rebound to New Stewhawk, and they transitioned real fast from defense onto offense. Pulled up jumper from number four. That is Walcott. No good. Rebound this time goes to Sandpoint. Score now going into the second quarter, 17-6. Sandpoint leads by 9. Joseph Ortega with a floating shot from 12 feet out. Off the back iron. Rebound goes to number 3, Ashkoak. He'll take it coast to coast. No good there. Colton Mack hangs on to a rebound, and good effort there on the D to take it away from him. But, oh, laser pass down to the bottom post from the half-court line. Wow, Colton Mack read it from Ryder, and that was a fantastic pass by Colton. And good effort by Ryder there finishing the deal. 19-6 now. Sandpoint starting to lengthen their lead a little bit. And there's a wide-open shot for 3 points right there from number 4 from the New Stewhawk Eagles, and that will get sunk. Davey Walcott was just left wide open. 10-point game now, 9-9. Sandpoint with possession. Looking to get a response here. Carl Smith will take a shot for 3, and he gets nothing but net on his own shot. So there we go. 13-point game now between these two. Sandpoint would like a chance to get second place. Maybe they'll meet King Cove somewhere along the line again. King Cove will play Manicotic tomorrow at the 7 o'clock game. Make sure you tune in for that championship match. Rebound from a missed shot goes to Ryder Gunderson. Oh, and Colton Mack with a rare miss up there as he was dribbling the ball, and it went a little bit past his hand and into the hands of number 3, Skoak. That was a rare ball handling error. Oh, the ball is tied up there in the corner. Number 1 had Ryder and Evan all over him, so he loses possession of the ball, Cameron Andrew, but it goes off of one of the Eagles' bodies, so we'll have a throw-in for the New Stewhawk Eagles underneath their own basket. 6 minutes left here in the first half, 22-9. There's a pass. It goes to a long 3. No good. Rebound for Evan Wilson. So with 6 on the clock, the Eagles will go and set their offense up. Golden sees a good look for 3, and he takes it, man. Drains it. Nothing but net from well past the 3-point line. 25-9 now is the score. Sandpoint controlling this game pretty well. Here we go. Ball now in the hands of New Stewhawk. Number 11, Cameron Andrew, has joined us in the second quarter. Looking for a chance. He finds number 3 now, Ashkoak. Ashkoak near the half-court line, between the yellow line and the half-court line. He'll draw it up over to Walcott. Walcott looks at the 3, decides not to take it. Pass back around to the baseline. Number 2 with the shot on that one. In and out. That was Joachim Gumlupik, and Colton gets a rebound and a fast break. Nice handoff to Joseph, who will just underhand pass it over to Carl Smith, and Carl Smith drains the bucket for 3 points. 5:08, 28-9. Sandpoint up by 19. Here comes New Stewhawk, looking to get a couple points on the board and close the gap. Bring it down to another new player here in the game, number 5. He'll take a nice high-arcing shot, looked good, and did a great job pulling his rebound. Rebound into the hands of New Stewhawk. Second attempt from about halfway out doesn't go down, but they get their own board again, and this has been Sandpoint, the bane of Sandpoint's existence. Offensive rebounds going to the other squad. But this time it does go to Joseph. Joseph finds Colton trailing. 3 defenders get between him and the basket, so he'll pass it off to Ryder. Ryder with a tough attempt. But, man, what a putback by Joseph Ortega. Way off balance. He just throws up a prayer and it goes down. Make that now a 21-point lead for Sam Point, 30-9 with 4:26 to go. Sam Point doing a good job controlling this game here. They're controlling the pace, and a great effort by New Stew. They get the ball, and they hang on to it really well. They're just having a hard time connecting with the basket today. Great effort passing around on the outside perimeter, taking their time, looking for their shot. They're really playing the game of basketball that they'd like to play. Sam Point doing a good job on defense, not giving them any easy looks. And then doing a good job just converting it down with the three-pointers, also giving it to Evan on the post. Checking in, Joshua Bravo and Wolf Jackson will come in at the bottom to fill out the bottom three on the 2-3 zone. All right, pass now over in New Studio Hockey Eagles with the ball. They'll pass around the perimeter, and number 24, Gumlumpik, wide open for that shot. Wolf Jackson will bring down the board. Missed shot by Cody. Oh, fast break by Joseph, and he'll get his second layup right there in a row. 32-9 now the score, 4 minutes left in the first half. Here's New Stew. Looking for another opportunity here. They send it to the free throw line. Good pass back outside to the perimeter. Number three will drive and send it back out. And this time, Cody Gumlupik will take his shot. He drove in from about 7 feet out. Second board for Wolf Jackson, commanding the bottom post. Colton Mack. Oh, and count the basket as Colton Mack just drove far out on the wing. He was way out of position, but knew exactly the angle he wanted. Drove up, floated it at a high angle off the glass and down. Gets fouled on the way there, so he'll have a chance to make this a three-point play. 34-9 now the score, soon to possibly 35. Rattles around the rim and goes back down. Colton Mack sinks the free throw, 35-39 now. New Stew with possession and a chance to get a point, some points on the board. 2-3 zone now in full effect once again, and again, it's kind of a 2-3-2-1-2. Oh, three-point shot was wide open for Cody, but he just did not want to take it. A little trigger shy there, so they send it back around to the perimeter. Number four will take the shot this time. That one, Davey Walcott, no go. Rebound goes to Joshua Bravo, getting his hands dirty now. And the Eagles will set up their offense. Colton takes it over to the right-hand side. Feeds the ball to Joseph Ortega. Oh, Joseph going into Joshua Bravo, but the pass was intercepted by New Stew. Real fast transition. Oh, but Colton's waiting for that pass. He snatches it up. He's got defenders all over him. But nice behind-the-back pass to Wolf Jackson, who was ready for it, too. Back to Colton now. They take it outside. Good job transitioning. Joshua Bravo puts up a shot. No good. Colton gets a board. Steps back and fades back for the bucket. Nice shot from the baseline there. And good job by the Eagles. They moved the ball to the other side in transition and rolled the play over. And that's just a real good... It comes from practice to be able to do things like that smoothly. In the hands of New Stew now, the Eagles driving it around outside the perimeter. Cody's got the ball. He'll hand it off again to number three. That's Ashkoak. Ashkoak with it. Looking for an opportunity now. He'll wait, get the play in motion. Number five with it. Back to Ashkoak. Back to number five, Damian Gust. Gust will take it to the top of the key and now pass it to Cody Gumlupik on the left-hand side. Cody will drive in, pull back, and now we've got a three-point shot taken by Damian Ashkoak. No good. Rebound to Sam Point as the shot goes off the back iron. The score with 1:45 left in the second quarter is 37-9. Sam Point with a controlling lead of this game. But, man, oh, charging. Charging against Sam Point. 25 going to have that call right there, and that's Wolf Jackson. Wolf drove in pretty hard against somebody. We got some substitutions on the floor as Evan Wilson and Joshua Bravo sit down, and Anthony Webster and Michael Stroud comes in. Mikey Stroud getting some look here in the game. Always happy to see him on the floor. He's in a strong defensive stance, ready to pounce at the moment's notice. Here we go, 2-1-2 zone. Wolf now playing in the middle. New Seahawk has the ball. They take it in, drive past the defense, and good jump shot from just out inside the three-point line, number 10. Gets the points on the board, Dustin Gust. 37-11 now is the score. Sam Point still in the lead. Here's Mikey Stroud with the ball. 4-3, high arc. It's a little high off the glass. Rebound to the hands of Colton Mack. Good effort by Michael. Turn around and try and get some points on the board before the end of the season. Anthony Webster drives to the paint, turns right at the middle, and puts up a jumper about 3 feet out. No good. Rebound goes to New Seahawk. Less than a minute to go here in the first half. The score is 37-11. There's a three-point shot. Rolls over the top of the rim. Number two took that one. That is Joachim Gumlupik. Second attempt there. Again, no good, but the rebound again goes to New Stew. Shot taken there. No good. Rebound, Wolf Jackson. Oh, man. Colton Mack has the ball, and he almost gets mauled over by Sean Andrew, but Colton's able to keep control of the possession. And 28 seconds left here in the first half. The Eagles will pass it around. Oh, the ball goes off the hands of Michael Stroud and on the sideline. Kind of just bounced off his body a little bit. And here we go. New Seahawk with possession. 24 seconds on the clock. They trail by 26. Sandpoint with the lead. Here's New Stew looking for an opportunity. Number three with the ball. That is Sean Andrew. He will take his time looking for an opportunity. They'll drive in. Push back out. Shot fired by number two. Oh, Wolf Jackson with another massive board. Colton Mack moves real fast. He's only got 3 seconds. Wolf with an awesome fading jumper and a putback. Almost. Wolf, man, was just barreling down the paint, puts up the shot hard off the glass, but just follows it all the way for a putback that almost went down. And Wolf is just one of my absolute favorite players this year. He has developed in a lot of ways, and his plays always look so exciting. All right, so there we go. Into the second half. The score will be 37 Sandpoint, 11 for New Seahawk. Sandpoint doing well this game, trying hard to get to the next round for a chance at second place on Saturday. We'll be back here in 10 minutes, Virgil. I'll call you back.
All righty, Austin.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're going to take a break. And how long?
9:28.
9:28. Thank you much, sir. I'll talk with you soon.
Roger. Talk to you soon.
Reset my clock and give a shout-out to the city of Sandpoint, the Aleutians, East Borough. Thank you for helping out KSDP and the secret nonprofit corporation that runs it, Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting. That's what APRadio.org stands for, Aleutian Peninsula. I thought that was neat. Let's get to our local underwriters. And, of course, we cannot forget our membership. Our individual memberships, our family memberships that help make community radio possible. And if you ever talk to your legislators or legislature as a whole, thank them for restoring some funding. The budget hasn't been solidified at the state level, but they'd cut us totally out. And I think thanks to some of the constituents talking with them, let them know that, a little bit of subsidy for public radio helps. All right. Here is a big shout out to the King Cove Corp.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, In Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Shumagin Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Shumagin family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, and the Anchor Inn Motel. The Shumagin Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.shumagin.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Shumagin Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
This program is being brought to you by a generous donation from the Aleut Corporation, whose mission is to maximize dividends and choices for its shareholders. www.aleutcorp.com for more details.
KSDP programming is brought to you in part by Peninsula Airways. Reservations are available in Sandpoint at 383-6000, in Cold Bay at 532-2485, or toll-free 800-448-4226. Reservation information is also available online at penair.com. Peninsula Airways is a proud sponsor of 830 AM KSDP. Programming on KSDP is brought to you by Telalaska, continuing a tradition of innovation and excellence, connecting businesses across Alaska through an advanced statewide data network, from office to office, town to town, to the world outside. At Telalaska, of course you can.
This program is brought to you in part by the Copper Whale Inn, located in downtown Anchorage and near downtown's restaurant and night entertainment scenes, with breakfast served daily. For reservations and more information, 866-258-7999 or online, copperwhale.com. This programming is brought to you in part by Grant Aviation, providing passenger air service and cargo throughout Alaska, including King Cove and Cold Bay. For more information or reservations, 888-FLY-GRANT or online at www.flygrant.com.
Anna, with John Lennon taking the lead. You know, John, I'm very, very glad that you sang that.
Jolly good, really.
Yes, I'm particularly glad for Gwendolyn Hopkins of Lempton Abbey Estate in Nottingham, because she says that she wouldn't love you anymore if you hadn't sung it. Aren't you glad?
Yes.
Oh, well,
right.
Say hello.
Hello. Hello. John Lennon and Lee Peters doing some spoken word. We are T-minus 5 minutes, and halftime will be over. This is Virgil, this is KSDP, coming right back at you here in just a couple of moments. Austin Roof, live from the Sandpoint Gymnasium, bringing you boys coverage. After that, we'll cut in a little bit late, but we do have coverage. Sandpoint Lady Eagles are facing off against New Stoyahawk. And that'll be coming on as soon as this game is over. We'll cut over to Sonny Lamont and continue with the ladies. Right here, John Lennon, Do You Want to Dance, from his rock and roll album.
Thank you.
might get through this one. We might not. John Lennon again, slipping and sliding. I knew it was coming soon. Here is Mr. Austin Roof.
Hey, man, I don't know who that was playing just now. It sounded like a couple different people, but it sounded pretty good.
John Lennon doing his rock and roll.
Was it Lennon? Okay, it sounded like the Beatles there for a second. Okay, yep, here we go. Back in the game here. Just started. New Suyok with the ball. They throw it up and in really quick, and it's a three-pointer that does not go down. They're down by 26 right now. And here we go into the game. Sam Point now with a quick outlet. Anthony Webster lines up for the three. No good. Rebound over to Ryder Gunderson. Take it back outside the perimeter where Carl Smith will try his hand out of the three, and that one will go down. 40-11 now is the score. Sandpoint seeking out to see if they can't bring this into a wider lead. They're up now by nearly 30 points. If they can widen it to 40, we will go into a mercy roll where they stop, discontinue stopping the clock. Except during fouls, so that is the idea of speeding the game along here. So we'll see if that happens, but New Seahawks isn't going to give up without a fight. They have the ball now, and they're moving it outside the perimeter, looking for a chance here. Keeping their patience, looking for a shot. All right, didn't like it that one. Number three had the ball there. He pulled up. Ashkoak didn't like it, so he sends it down to Cody. Cody Golumb kick with the ball. Back to the Ashkoak. Ashkoak well outside the perimeter, and they'll again get to Gumlipik. He takes a look at the three, no good. Having a hard time taking it down to the post, but here they go, giving it a try. Number one with the ball, no good, but man, offensive rebound goes over there to New Stu, and man, draining the three-pointer. That's what they're looking for, Cody Gumlupik. Good effort there, just keeping it outside the perimeter and looking for their chance. The Sandpoint now will try a three. I think that's Anthony Webster once again. It's going to go a shade over to the left. No good. 6:23 on the clock now. 40-14 is the score. New Stu has the ball. Sandpoint setting up into a distinctive 2-3 zone now. No question about it. Playing a little high, leaving the back door open. But, you know, New Stu hasn't been going down behind the door very much. They're really playing the play outside the top of the perimeter. So, Sandpoint, you got to keep your eyes peeled on the back, though. You don't know when that will change. Cody Gumlupik for three again. Off the back iron. Into the hands of number two. He'll follow it up and take that one all the way. Don't tell these boys it's over. Joachim Gumlupik puts that one up and in. And now it's a 16-40 game. Colton for three. Off the front rim. Rebound goes over to New Stuhawk, and they will get another chance to see if they can't make this three unanswered buckets, including one three-pointer. All right, New Stu with the ball. Number three pulls up his dribble, Ashkoak. Now around the other side of the horn, Cody Gumlupik. Oh, Ashkoak almost loses it and almost goes over to the other side of the half-court line, but hangs on to the ball and keeps it in play. Ashkoak now with it, taking it over to the wing. Number four, Walcott, looks at the three, decides no against it, pulls up his dribble. They'll take it further down. Long distance two. That is three unanswered buckets by New Stuhawk. And Coach Colin looking to his boys, telling him, don't get comfortable, man. Keep the plays coming. Carl Smith with it now in the corner. They see Ryder taking it down into the post. Carl Smith for a long three off the front rim. Rebound goes to Anthony Webster, and as he powers up on the putback, he'll get fouled and go to the line. You know, Sandpoint was doing a great job when Evan Wilson was in, bringing it down low. Evan Wilson now on the bench wearing his warm-ups. Right now, Colton Mack, Carl Smith, Ryder Gunnarsson, Wolf Jackson, and Anthony Webster in. Anthony drains the first bucket, and Joshua Bravo will come in. And find out he'll sub in for Colton Mack. That's the substitution you're looking for. Joshua Bravo for Colton Mack. About the same size. All right, second attempt by Anthony Webster up, and that one is good as well. Anthony drains both of his free throws. And in we go now. The score now, 42-18. And here's New Studehawk with the ball, looking for a chance to continue to close the gap here against Sandpoint. They take it to the baseline. Gumlupik's got a good look at the basket. Takes a three-pointer. Wolf Jackson with the effort to bring down the ball. Can't quite do it. Works hard to save it. Also can't quite make it there. So a throw in for Newstu underneath their own basket. They'll bring it in. Here's Walcott. Walcott drives the baseline. Runs into Joshua Bravo. Sends it back out to the perimeter. Number two with the ball now. Number two, that is Dronkum Gumlupik. Now out to three, Eskoak. Skoak, keeping his time, looking for a chance. They bring it down low, that back door that was wide open we were talking about. Pass back out to Cody Gumlupik, and his shot's no good, but an easy rebound. Oh, but a missed pass by Carl Smith. Goes into the hands of Newstu. Travel, yep. There we go. Number one was all over the place. Sean Andrew trying to keep the ball and trying to pass it, but definitely a little bit of slide in action as he moves around. Sandpoint has the ball. Oh! Blocking there as Ryder Gunnarsson moved real fast on the sideline, laughing about it as number three was trying to stop him, Simeon Oskoak, and gets the help up from Simeon as Ryder playing the point guard position now, getting a chance to show what he's got. Well, Colton's on the bench. Oh, and a soaring block as Ryder was passing the ball, number two, giving it up to Joachim Gumlupik. Man, that kid really reached up high for that one. Full court pressure on the ball right now. Seeing their opportunity, Anthony Webster gets the pass almost stolen away. Man, yeah, now it is officially stolen away. The pass to Carl Smith gets intercepted. And a full court pressure kind of catching the Eagles off guard. Here comes number two, firing it up from the paint. That's no good, but the rebound goes into the hands of number four, and his shot goes up off the back iron. Wolf Jackson will finally get the ball back into the hands of the Eagles. And here's Ryder Gunnarsson moving up quick. He sees a lane, takes it. Oh, count the basket, Ryder. Man, calling the post, man. He's always delivering on those layups. Takes it all the way in, scores the basket. It's a mailman, right? Always delivers. And there he goes now to the line for a chance to make it a three-point play. 44-20 to score with 3:22 left to go here. All right. Ryder puts the shot up. Man, dribbles. Goes off the back iron, but hangs around and goes down. Picked up now. Throwing off the baseline for New Studehawk. In the hands now of the Eagles from New Stu. Looking for an opportunity to try to get a little bit closer here to the Eagles. Pass the ball around. Oh, it's lost. The pass to number three gets picked up. That was Eskoak that was supposed to be the recipient, but Anthony Webster gets it. Pass now to Joshua Bravo. Over to Ryder Gunnarsson. Ryder almost slips but maintains dribble. Carl Smith from the top of the key. Oh, it had a real good look, but just hit the side of the rim and goes out. Fight for the board. It's loose. Picked up by number 10. Good effort there by Dustin Gust. And here's Newstu on a fast break. They get it down there. Number 4 finishes a shot from the right-hand side of the post. Off the glass, Davey Walcott. But here's Wolf Jackson on a fast break himself. He turns and puts up a beautiful-looking jumper. It goes off the back of the rim. Rebound, Joshua Bravo, slapped out of the back of his hand. Ball goes loose, picked up by New Studehawk. Eagles coming up fast. Here's New Stu, shot for a three-point, wide open. Oh, drains that one. Number three, Simeon Oskoak. 45-25, Sandpoint Eagles up by 20. And Sandpoint with the ball. Passing down to Wolf. He powers up from the baseline. Almost finishes it, but Wolf gets the board. Sends it back outside to Anthony Webster. Webster up. Good. Nice bucket for two. And number 10, looking for that fast break again, Dustin Gust. He's not going to be able to get it. The ball wasn't transitioning fast enough. Here we go. New Studehawk with the ball. Now to the baseline. Number 4 with it. He's trapped by Ryder and Joshua. He's able to get past the defense, though. Shot goes up, no good. Anthony Webster gets the board. He's going to try to take it coast to coast. He turns, pulls up a spin, and shoots the jumper. Rolls around the top of the rim, no good from the right-hand side, 12 feet out. Carl Smith grabs it, takes it back outside. That shot's no good. Wolf didn't see that ball coming. It falls right on top of his head. And finally finishing it, Ryder Gunnarsson calling the mailman for a reason again. Delivering on the goods. 1:15 to go here. 49-25 is the score. Mikey getting tapped on the bench. Coach telling him what he wants him to do. We're going to see some Mikey Stroud action here. From the three-point territory, no good by New Stuhawk. That was number 10, Dustin Gust. Another fast break as Carl Smith again runs back to home outside the three-point line. He passes into the paint where Wolf was cutting, but it finds itself back in the hands of Carl. Three-point shot, no good. Goes real fast out of bounds off the top of the rim. And last touch by Sandpoint. Carl Smith will sit down, and in comes the one and only Mikey Stroud. Mikey now playing the bottom half of the 2-3 zone. Wolf in the center, Joshua on the other side. At the top, we got Ryder and Anthony Webster. All right. Oh, getting past the defense real well. Good effort by number one. He goes to the opposite side of the post, doesn't get it, gets his own rebound, and again transitions to the other side of the post and puts up that shot, and that is good. Sean Andrew taking it all the way. Full court pressure, giving Sandpoint a little bit of trouble, but they're able to break it and get it over to Anthony Webster. Mikey puts up the rebound. Oh, and 2 points for Michael Stroud. Loving it. Mikey there for the missed three-point put back. Loving it. 51-27 now with less than 10 seconds in the quarter. Ooh, drained the three-point shot by number 24, Cody Gumlupik. And Ryder's got just 10 seconds. Couldn't get the shot off in time. So into the fourth quarter we go. 51-30. Sandpoint leads by 21. Big news of the game. Mikey Stroud gets an awesome 2 points off the rebound. We'll go to you, Virgil, for a quick one-minute word.
All right. 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute. How about Gary Glitter? Back on the air with your play-by-play coverage.
Yes, we are back in action. Sandpoint has the ball, and the long pass to Ryder almost gets picked off, but Ryder does a good job tracking it down. Oh, tries to bring it down low, but it goes off the toe of number 10. I believe that's a Gust. Yep, doesn't Gust, and the ball is stolen by New Stuhawk. Number 4 taking it hard all the way to the basket. No good, though. He had pressure, people breathing down his back all the way. Good effort, though, by Davey Walcott. A high pass to Michael Stroud from Ryder will get picked off and sent out to Gust for 3 points. And there he goes, draining that one. They close it now within 20. They're now, I think, trailing by 18. And here's a full court trap. Travel, yep. The pressure against Ryder Gunnarsson puts him into a travel violation. I think we're going to see someone come in here off the bench pretty soon. As Coach Sergeant... Oh. There's a little bit of discussion there. Throwing from the sideline for New Stuhawk. Yep. And we're seeing the starting team all sitting right now on the bench, and I think they're going to transition in. 30-second timeout. And the starters are all checking back in. Carl, Abraham, Evan, Colton, and Joseph. Keeping the buffer alive. Good job by Coach Sargent giving his boys a chance to come in off the bench and get some experience. They did a great job. But with 1 quarter left and only 18 points separating the two, you want to make sure you keep things nice and safe. Because with one loss more, Sandpoint will be out of the tournament. And it was a heartbreaking loss against King Cove, man. Taking that one all the way to the bitter end. Tied 56 a pop. And in the missed three-point putback, Jason Durante finishes it up. Good job by Jason. Here we go. Starting lineup back in the game. 7:19 on the clock. Sandpoint up by 18. My math doesn't fail me. And full court pressure from New Stu. Colton will get past half court rather quickly. Looking for an opportunity. He'll find Joseph Ortega. Keeping it outside the perimeter. bouncing to Evan. Evan sends it back outside where Joseph will drive. Nice handoff by Joseph to Evan, and Evan puts it up in. No glass necessary for that one from about 5 feet out. 53-33 now, 20 points. New Stew with the ball, and a trap between Carl and Joseph gets the steal, and they'll send it back outside. Carl looks for it. No go. Colton on the baseline. Sam Point just playing really good right now. Oh, a missed pass over Joseph. Just too much traffic between the two. Goes into the hands, and oh, great job by number three, Sean Andrew, taking that one and doing a great job. I'm sorry, is it Skoak? Simeon Skoak. Skoak just took that, hop, skip, and jump, and finished the layup. Now to the standpoint, Eagles. Oh, down to the post where Evan turns and hooks it in. Signature move right there for Evan. Still a 20-point game. Fast transition onto offense right now by New Studiohawk. 2-3 zone still for Sandpoint. New Stew doing a good job bringing it in and working into the post a little better than they did in the first half. Good feet inside. Great shot from the outside as it goes back to number 10, Dustin Gust. And that's got to be like 3 or 4 3-pointers in the second half for Gust. He's really closed the gap big time for New Studiohawk. Fed into Abraham Bravo, way past the defense. Oh, it just dribbles off the top of the rim. Last touch by Abraham. Great feed. Abraham was right in the right spot. Ball now in the hands of New Stew, and they do. Oh, the pass is just a little too long. Number four was trying to get his hands on it. That's Davey Walcott, but it's going to go up and over and out of bounds. Standpoint now with 5:35 on the clock. Colton will take a long three. They had a great line, just a little bit off to the right, and out of bounds. Last touch by the Standpoint Eagles. Ball will go to New Studiohawk. All right, here we go. In the game, New Stew. Get a full-court press going. The ball gets loose, but they're able to stay in possession. Pass down the line. Number four with it now, Walcott. He's got three defenders all over him. So they'll send it back outside the perimeter. And there's another three-pointer. Oh, number three, Simeonis Goak. And at the end of the day, oh, a steal off the full-court press for New Studiohawk. And the ball gets knocked out of bounds by the Standpoint Eagles and stays right there. But I think at the end of the day, 6 or 7 3-pointers so far for New Stew. I wonder how many of their points were off them. But they've closed it, man, 41-55. There we go. Joseph Ortega off the steal, takes it in all the way, gets the lead back up to 16. The New Stew Hawk, powered by 3-pointers, has been able to really close the lead. They're only down by 16. At one point, they trailed by 30. Carl Smith will sit down. Anthony Webster will come in for him. Under 5 to go here in the fourth quarter. There's a pass. Defense reacting now. Almost. Number 4 wide open. Walcott on the baseline. Decides not to take it. There's a steal by Colton with those long arms. He's breaking fast. Oh, man. Over and back. Yeah, Colton has a tendency to do that where he kind of over and backs it a little bit on the stutter. They don't call him on it usually. This time they did. 10 gets a throw in. That's Gust. He's been on fire from downtown. Feed it down to number 1, who will not take the shot, Sean Andrew. But there's a 3-pointer off the front of the rim. Fortunate for Standpoint, it didn't go down. Number 3 has been on fire, Simeon Skoak. 57-41. Evan for 3. Low arc and good. Beautiful shot by Evan Wilson. 60-41. Standpoint trying to get that 20-point lead back again. Here's Skoak. Weaving around. Oh, wide open. Gust for 3. That one's a little hard. Rebound goes to the Eagles. Oh, yeah, picked off. A cherry-pick pass to Joseph Ortega gets stolen by number 10. And number 3, Skoak, will take his another shot for 3. And that one is good again. 16-point game one more time. Standpoint has the ball. And less than 4, they lead by 16. They don't watch out. New Studiohawk will close the gap. Colton outside the perimeter, feeds it down to Joseph. Now back to Colton. Colton looking for a feed down to Evan. Sends it back outside for a wide open jumper. No good by Joseph Ortega, but Abraham Bravo gets the rebound, and he'll take it back outside to the perimeter. Anthony Webster wide open for 3, a nice high arc, but a little hard. Rebound goes straight into the hands of Skoak. And he's going to move the ball up for New Studiohawk. Feeding it now to Gust. Gust sets the 3-point line. He's been deadly. Just a little too hard. Abraham Bravo gets a rebound, and that will be a foul there. Number 1 reached in. Sean Andrew, it looked pretty clean to me, but they're going to call the foul. The ref is right there. For Abraham Bravo, Ryder Gunnarsson will check in. Good game by Abraham. 3:17 on the clock, 60-44. And again, Sandpoint did lead by 30 at one point. New Stew has done a great job closing the gap. Anthony Webster for three. Just off the front of the rim, over the top. Rebound goes to number one, Sean Andrew. And number three, Iskoak, will slow things down, but they'll pass it back to Gumlupik for three. Good line off the back rim. As they chase the ball out, Ryder Gunnarsson and Davey Walcott will not be able to catch it. It goes out on the sideline. And that'll be a throw-in for the sideline for the Eagles. Here's Colton Mack. Long shot for three from the yellow line. Oh, it was almost in. Touched. It's a fight for the rebound, gets touched. Last touch by Sam Point. And, man, Colton just planted his feet and put it in. Nice tip up to Evan. Wide open for the finish. Underneath, right there. That's exactly how you want that play to work. 62-44 now with 2:30 left. Sandpoint trying to get the clock burned down and a win underneath their belt. They'll go on to play tomorrow if they win this game. The winner of tomorrow will go on to play for second place. Shot for three, no good. That was Gust. Rebound over to New Stuyhawk. Gumlupik. Now it's a score up for three. Bounces high and off the back of the backboard as it goes off the top of the rim. Possession for Sandpoint now. 62-44 again, Sandpoint up by 18 with 2:12 left to go. Colton drives into the paint, takes it, man, sees the lane, wants it, and grabs it. Mikey Stroud's going to check in one more time here with just 2 minutes to go and a 20-point lead. Here's Skowak. Oh, nice feet. Number four, Walcott, as he cuts into the post, but Anthony Webster trying to compensate for that move will accidentally draw contact and send Walcott to the line for a chance for two. Again, the score is 64-44, 1:56 to go here. And I believe this will do it for our coverage of basketball today, but don't forget, we will have many more games tomorrow as all of our teams again square off. Championship game, of course, the one that everyone's excited about. King Cove will play against Manicotic, and that will be tomorrow at 7. Not sure about the girls' games, but we'll post those up. And the second attempt is drained from the line by Skowak. All right, Sandpoint, full court press. Joseph Ortega is able to get past. Good job by Joseph, keeping good protection of the ball. And tomorrow's game against the winner of this one will be at 3 p.m. Oh! Mikey Stroud off the glass, in for two, 66-45. Good job by Mikey. 90 seconds left to go here, and about 20 points between the two. Sandpoint has a good chance of walking away with the win here. Shot up for three. Davey Walcott, no good. Mikey with a big rebound. And we're going to have another timeout called there, I believe, by Coach Toby Sargent. Wants to get a few more of his boys in the game to get some experience. So, Sandpoint walking away with this win here, most likely. Lead by 21 with 90 seconds to go here. They will play tomorrow. I believe at 3 p.m. No, they are going to play tomorrow, the 11th, at 5 p.m. Yes, so the winner of this game, most likely Sandpoint, will go on to play tomorrow at 5 p.m. The championship game will immediately follow, and that will feature King Cove and Manicotic. So there's our boys' games. And then we will find out about the girls and see where they stand, having both suffered rough losses. We'll find out. I don't know if they're playing again tonight. I don't think they are. We'll find out. But stay tuned for those games. They'll be coming at you live. Oh, good save there by Wolf Jackson. It was going out of bounds. He brings it back in and goes over to the hands of New Stuyhawk. 1 minute left in the game, and New Stu's got the ball. Pinned down in the corner. Nice behind-the-back pass. Gets picked off by Ryder Gunnarsson. He got a fast break all the way into the lane. Ryder's done a great job really honing in that offensive layup. That's what you want to do. That's a money shot right there, the layup. Wolf Jackson and Mikey Stroud get the rebound. Oh, Josh Bravo with the pass. Loses it. Picked up by New Stu. Oh, but a hard laser pass to number 11 will go off of his fingertips and out of bounds. Cameron Andrew. Thrown from the baseline for a standpoint with 31 seconds. Full court press, though. Never say die. New Stu fighting hard for the ball. And they get it, man. Tipped out of the fingers of Ryder into Skowak. Skowak now for three. Looks good. Off the top of the rebound. Out of bounds. Last touch by New Stuyhawk. Good effort from both these teams. And with 16 seconds on the clock, it looks like Sandpoint will walk away with the win here tonight. And again, they will go to play at 5 p.m. tomorrow. And then King Cove will play at 7 for the championship. All right, there we go. Ball's picked off from that sideline pass as number 10, Gus, really fights hard for it. It's going to go out of bounds, though he couldn't quite recover the dribble. All right, here we go. And with the final 12 seconds, defense gets back. It's going to be in the hands of New Stuyhawk, and they're going to get a chance to put one more shot up. Here we go. Gus with the ball. Tightly defended. He'll find Skowak. Skowak drives past Joshua Bravo. Nice floating shot from the baseline. No good. Fight for the rebound. Goes into the hands of Walcott. Davey Walcott. Nice jumper from about 10 feet out. No good. And there's the buzzer. And Sandpoint gets the victory. 23.1. 68-45. 68-45. Sandpoint goes on to play tomorrow. And the winner of tomorrow's game, Sandpoint versus the loser of this game, I believe, this upcoming game, will go on to play for a chance for second. So Sandpoint still in the running for second, 5 p.m. tomorrow. King Cove plays for the championship tomorrow at 7 p.m., and they will all be here live on KSDP.